Hello, and welcome to another edition of All Things Dairy. I'm Jim Carper, editor of Dairy Foods. Today we're talking about sustainability and environmental stewardship in the dairy industry. Dairy processors, dairy farmers, and others allied with the industry are undertaking practices that minimize their carbon footprint. My guest today is Erin Fitzgerald of the Innovation Center for U.S. Dairy, where she is a senior vice president in charge of sustainability. So let's talk about the U.S. Dairy Sustainability Awards Program and what's new for this year.
Yes, so we have four sustainability award programs in its fourth annual year. Farm Stewardship for Sustainability, Outstanding Dairy Manufacturing and Processing, and then the two new awards is Outstanding Resource Stewardship and Outstanding Community Partnerships.
Tell me about these new categories. What was the thinking behind adding these two categories?
Well, we added Outstanding Resource and Stewardship because we started getting a lot of great innovations around energy efficiency, renewable energy, water resource management, and waste reductions, and we thought we should just call out some of those best stories and create an award category just for that. And then as we start thinking about sustainability as it relates to the social aspects, we know that there's some great stories of our farmers and processors in their communities in which they live. And so we created a category to really call out more of the social aspects around community partnerships and how our businesses affect the community.
Okay. Now, why should a dairy processor or a farmer enter the contest? What's in it for them?
Well, number one, to get recognized. And we have an annual award ceremony in Washington, D.C. with the CEOs of the industry, as well as many of your peers in the Sustainability Council. And recognition by the industry is just one thing, but then, of course, being recognized by customers and consumers, really having a great story to tell in your marketing and promotion. We've got some great videos that we do and a lot of promotion around the awards. And past winners have said it's one of the greatest experiences that they've had in their professional achievements.
So you do have information on your website about previous winners. What can we find there?
I would definitely go and see the stories of the past award winners. Number one, you're going to see that there's a wide variety of different winners, especially in the Processing and Manufacturing Award. We've seen an individual plant manager win just because he was a go-getter and came up with great ideas that he thought his company and others in the industry could adapt. We've seen a company win for their sustainability report. And then last year we saw a story of a cheese manufacturer partnering with a dairy farm to really come up with an innovative and integrated solution to sustainability. The other thing you can see is great videos that are out there that are really created by our partner World Wildlife Fund. And those videos also highlight why you want to get an award, is because World Wildlife Fund promotes some of those great videos.
Erin, how time consuming is it to enter the contest?
Yeah, I think anybody can spend as much time as they want on it. We do know that a good story is really what brings the application to life, and having quantifiable achievements and or metrics around your performance around sustainability. And then you need at least two nominators. So having that, and you've been a judge, I don't know if you have any tips.
Yeah, well, I think the more specific and the more detailed the application, the better it is received by the judges. And you mentioned these letters of recommendation. Who writes those?
Yeah, the letters of recommendation can really be anyone. In fact, many of the awards, it could be a consumer. Sometimes I saw it was a community member, a government official, or even a supplier or consultant. We've seen a variety of different nominators.
And how much does it cost to enter, and what's the deadline?
It doesn't cost anything to enter other than your time, and the nominations are due November 7th. So we'll look forward to getting them in.
Erin, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Jim.
That's it for this edition of All Things Dairy. Remember to follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and stay up to date at dairyfoods.com. Thanks for listening.